Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. As usual, my name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, I have the unfortunate opportunity, rather, to announce, for those of you who are unaware, that R-Truth has confirmed that he has indeed suffered a torn quad and will require surgery and will very likely be out for quite a while. You know, I wasn't aware of this until I saw the video that he had posted on social media. And in the video, he was actually in the car with his wife, and I would imagine that he was on his way to the hospital to undergo the surgery. And according to my research, he actually suffered the injury on Tuesday, which was actually on November 1st, on a match on NXT, when he was attempting to perform a dive, and then I think he kind of landed hard on the floor. I guess that's basically something that went wrong. And, you know, what basically happened, this is something that will, in fact, happen in professional wrestling. Something can go wrong, and even if one little thing goes wrong, a serious injury can occur. I mean, this is professional wrestling. This is why I have stressed to so many people who do not understand professional wrestling, who make a joke out of it. They just don't understand. One little bad thing creates something huge that is extremely bad. I mean, this is basically where when a professional wrestler that is so deeply respected and appreciated by fans just like me, who have been in the business for a long time, who have been a very, very loyal person to the company, somebody like R-Truth, after everything he's done, I mean, this dude has gone to great lengths to entertain people, especially me, and he gets hurt. I mean, I'll be honest, seeing R-Truth get hurt, man, it broke my heart. Because everything R-Truth has done, you know, especially in the last 5-6 years or so, the absolute entertainment, it's just, you know, you just want to go back in YouTube and watch all that hilarious stuff, you know, just for nostalgic reasons and just, you know, to have a little laugh. You know, I should mention that in my case, in a little therapy exercise I like to do is, like, you know, laugh, you know, find something funny to keep the positive vibes in my mind. You know, one of the sources is R-Truth and what he's done, you know, so on television. So, I mean, of course, you know, all the 24/7 title changes. I'll never forget one time he just appears in the ring with a ladder. You know, this was after, like, the whole Money in the Bank pay-per-view, and he kind of says, "Whoops, my bad." I mean, the bottom line is R-Truth is hilarious. He has entertained the fans for so long. He is genuinely great at it, and it's just sad to see that he had gotten hurt. He's a very dependable company guy. You know, he's worked with so many people to help put him over. I mean, R-Truth is just a very, very dependable guy. And of course, as we know, he was truly one of Vince McMahon's absolute favorites. So, again, you know, I'm telling you, you know, if R-Truth happens to be listening to this, I wish you very well. Hope you get better soon, sir. You are indeed one of the best people to have worked in the company. R-Truth, many, many times you've put a smile on my face. You've made me laugh. I can't tell you how much I really appreciate it. So anyway, I'm trying not to get too emotional. So I've tried to actually find out exactly how long he's going to be out. Now, of course, we've seen quad injuries in wrestling. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in all sports. Usually, I think, if I'm correct, now, well, Yeah, so basically, to further kind of elaborate the injury, one source says it was a torn quad tendon, but, you know, according to most research, you know, a torn quad tendon, you know, either way, it's extremely serious and like that. So again, you know, just like I said, you know, ringsidenews.com confirms what I had said, how R-Truth suffered the injury. He went for a top rope dive and he landed awkwardly, and the match actually had to be stopped. So, R-Truth, you know, when he gave, you know, posted that video again, he was on his way to surgery, and, you know, he did promise that he would come back strong, and I know, and I have no doubt that he will. So, according to Ringside News, yeah, the injury recovery time is around 6 months. I basically would have put it around 4 to 6 months, because that's usually what I've seen with these quad injuries in other sports. The injury recovery time is usually 4 to 6 months. Sometimes it could be longer. I think it depends on how badly torn it is, or, you know, how long the certain recovery process is, the rehab, and of course, not only that, but the kind of sport that you participate in. So, I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. Whether it's 4 to 6 months, 6 to 8 months, whatever, you know, the 6 to 8 months, that includes, you know, the therapy and everything. My advice to R-Truth is to take your time. No rush, all right? No rush, okay? I know that pro wrestling fans, you know, not just WWE fans, but pro wrestling fans in general, to any professional wrestler or any professional wrestler that in that matter, our strong advice to them is to take their time, okay? Now, without them being around, is it going to be tough? Yes. Does it suck? Yes. But still, we really want to see that certain professional wrestler heal properly so they can come back stronger than ever and continue to do what they love and continue to do what they do best for the professional wrestling fan base. And again, you know, in R-Truth's case, you know, I can't exactly, you know, words can't express how grateful I am, you know, for everything he's done. So it's really tough. I mean, you know, R-Truth, you know, and I do want to take a little, you know, because honestly, I've never had a chance to really kind of go over his career. I mean, dude, this dude's really been around for, you know, he's been wrestling for such a long time. His debut was actually back in 1997, when I was actually 4 years old, and he did actually, and believe it or not, he was around for the Attitude Era from 1999 to 2002, except at the time, he was not known as R-Truth, he was known as K-Quick, and I think he did wrestle for some time at Memphis Championship Wrestling, which was the WWF's developmental territory. And then he worked a match, with Jerry Lawler and like that. So, and then, you know, I think he did actually team up with the Road Dogg at one point. And I think his debut on Raw is War was in November of 2000. So. Yeah, so basically, yeah, kind of way I see it, so anyway, from the time from the Attitude Era, you know, a little bit further to the notes, so yeah, he did team up, and I think he basically briefly teamed up with Road Dogg. I think maybe during that time, Billy Gunn was actually out, I'm not sure exactly what it was at the time, but according to this, he did briefly team up with the Road Dogg, so anyway, so after that, he did compete in the hardcore division. He did actually defeat Raven once for the hardcore title in February, but he lost it to Crash Holly that very same day. So, you know, it's really interesting. In the Attitude Era, he competed in the hardcore division, and then all these years later, he competes in the 24/7 title picture, loses it, regains it, loses it, regains it. So, yeah, so anyway, and he was, and you know, I'll never forget. See, when a friend of mine reminded me before I did this episode that he was actually in the Invasion angle, you know, basically appearing in the random places, I actually had to go back and watch, but it was actually really funny. So he ended up being released, and he did actually sign with a Total Nonstop Action Wrestling at the time, and he did actually win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship twice. So, you know, did continue his wrestling career. You know, he was with TNA, I believe, until about 2007. You know, taking a look at the accomplishments at TNA, like I said, yeah, a two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, a two-time NWA World Tag Team Champion as well, and a TNA World Tag Team Champion with Pac-Man Jones, and won the Gauntlet for the Gold in 2003 with, you know, BG James, who of course is, you know, the Road Dogg. But I always found it so awesome that he was that, you know, when Adam Jones was wrestling at TNA. I mean, this was in 2007, I believe, when Pac-Man Jones was suspended for the entire year, for the entire 2007 season, for what was like the shooting incident in a Las Vegas club. So, you know, it was really, you know, it's really good for a player, you know, suspended from the NFL. You know, he wrestles, you know, competes in professional wrestling during the suspension. I was actually pretty surprised. You know, I can't get to the story exactly right now, but, you know, I would have imagined it must have been difficult to convince the NFL to allow him to do this, you know, while he was serving the suspension. I mean, I guess in Adam Jones' case, I mean, he had to do something, right? But, you know, seeing all the TNA Total Nonstop Action Wrestling accomplishments from R-Truth, you know, like that, so a two-time NWA World Champion, I mean, that's just so cool. So, and we get to the World Wrestling Entertainment. You know, he came back in 2008, and, you know, the accomplishments right here, I'm going to go ahead and start, you know, and honestly, you know, he's a two-time United States champion, you know, again, won the hardcore title twice, you know, and then, you know, a former WWE Tag Team Champion with Kofi Kingston, a two-time Slammy Award winner, you know, for LOL Moment of the Year in 2015, I'll never forget that, and Best Musical Performance in 2008, you know, you know, also, you know, the won the 24/7 title a total of 54 times. And of course, you know, won the Mixed Match Challenge Season 2 with Carmella. You know, his time working with Carmella was, you know, I honestly think it was pure gold. And, you know, when he teamed up with The Miz, you know, I'll never forget when he turned heel in 2011, you know, had that, you know, heel run in 2011, teamed with The Miz. They were known as the Awesome Truth. I'll never forget that storyline, including Triple H. So, you know, and then, you know, he teamed up with Kofi Kingston, won the title until they lost it to Team Hell No. You know, in 2016, when he teamed up with Goldust, they became his the Golden Truth. So there was a lot, you know, a lot of stuff we've seen, and, you know, all the 24/7 titles again. You know, I'll never forget when R-Truth won the 24/7 title on a plane. This was in 2019 when they were headed to Saudi Arabia, when he pinned Jinder Mahal while Jinder Mahal was asleep, although it kind of went a little bit different. I mean, and that, of course, when I shared this on Twitter, one of my friends who adores this show, you know, he actually spoke to me and he said, you know, Alex, you know how you always, you know, remind everybody just how much you love when Crash Holly lost the title while he was asleep? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, doesn't that remind you a little bit of that? And I said, yeah, it does, but although it went a little bit different, because as soon as R-Truth went with the cover, Jinder Mahal woke up. So, but it's still, it was similar, so still, you know, I appreciated it. I found it hilarious, so. But, you know, the whole thing with the 24/7 title, I thought that was pretty funny, and you know, I'll never forget the night that the title started, how Mick Foley, you know, delivered that brilliant promo and then just left the title in the ring. And basically, I think he said that whoever touches it first is the official, is the first champion of the title. So, man. Anyway, so kind of going on a brief recap so far of his career. I mean, R-Truth, you know, has accomplished so much, and there's truly no arguing about it. So, you know, in pro, you know, I should have mentioned, you know, Pro Wrestling Illustrated named him and Kofi Kingston the 2012 Tag Team of the Year. So again, you know, everything he's done, you know, is well documented. So R-Truth, if you're listening to this, God bless you. I wish you a speedy recovery. I thank you so much for everything you've done. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for you. But until then, heal up and get well soon, my friend. And everybody, just to remind you that Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And one more thing, folks. If you know somebody that truly adores professional wrestling and they are looking for a very exciting professional wrestling podcast, then I promise you, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. Ringside Chaos is the show for any pro wrestling fan that truly loves professional wrestling. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a guarantee. Thank y'all very, very much, and I will see y'all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.